Good morning. This is Mark Rogers. Today's Gospel reflection is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 to 27. Jesus said, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This is a very interesting passage. It has two contexts. In Matthew's narrative, it's part of Jesus' instructions to the 12 as he sends them out to preach, heal, exorcise demons, and raise the dead. But it has another context, that of Matthew's community, who would hear this as Jesus' encouragement to them in their own time. Jesus, in the imagination of the writer of Matthew's Gospel, is warning them that persecution is real and not surprising. If Jesus had had a tough time, then so will they. And indeed they did. Matthew is probably writing to a largely Jewish Christian community in the aftermath of the terrible assault on Jerusalem and the horrific siege of that city and its subsequent destruction in AD 70. But what is interesting to me is the final verse. "What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops." This is interesting. This is Matthew saying that there was something not obvious, something that wasn't clear, something that wasn't very open in the time of Jesus, that now is clear and obvious and open. Well, what are these things that presumably after the death of Jesus have now become open and clear and revealed that previously were a little bit more obscure? I think this is the universalist aspect of the way of Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, as far as I can tell, advocated for an inclusive, compassionate, and merciful way to live out God's will and to build God's kingdom. But he seems to have mostly focused on the people of Galilee and its surrounding area. The Easter Church, meaning the church after Jesus' death, took this message of welcome and inclusion and love and applied it universally. This is what the writer is advocating: to proclaim loudly and explicitly what was implicit but not clearly seen in the time of Jesus. Namely, that God's loving embrace is over all, that we are all loved by God, all sisters and brothers of one another, all valued, and it is therefore incumbent on us to find a way that we may live peaceably together on God's good earth.